You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
God is alive, magic is afoot. God is alive, magic is afoot. God is afoot, magic is alive. Life is afoot. Magic never died. God never sickened. Many poor men lied. Many sick men lied. Magic never weakened, magic never hid, magic always ruled. God is afoot, God never died. God was ruler, though his funeral lengthened, though his mourners thickened. Magic never fled, though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. Though his words were twisted, the naked magic thrived. Though his death was published round and round the world, the heart did not believe. Many hurt men wondered, many struck men bled. Magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened. Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules. Alive is afoot, alive is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive, though his death was pardoned. Round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. For magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Many men drove magic, but magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied. They only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied. They came to God in secret, and though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. This I mean to whisper to my mind. This I mean to laugh with in my mind. This I mean my mind to serve till service is but magic moving through the world. And mind itself is magic coursing through the flesh. And flesh itself is magic dancing on a clock. And time itself, the magic length of God.
Shout out Buffy Saint Marie. God is alive, magic is afoot. Woo, yeah. Oh man, it's good to be back. I had a weird week. I had a busy week. Wasn't really sure what to do with myself except for what the busy was. But you know, first off, shout out to the people listening. You tuned in, you're listening, look at you, you did it. Shout out any PBD Essex employees. You know, I get the occasional comment, oh yeah, you got the radio show. So, hey, shouts out to you. Shout out Rena Lou. Hey Rena, how you doing? Last night I made the playlist for this. Sometimes I come in here and I'm like, ah man, I'm just going to pick the songs and then we're going to see where it goes from there. But this was ain't nobody got time for that. I'm just trying to do what I can do. And this week, I kept it down to 5 songs total. That'll make itself clear a little later on why. We have this at the place that I work, you know, there's a lot of public that can come in, right? Which is great. Good to serve the public. Hey, you know, be these spaces of, you know, genuine, transformative, whatever the hell you want. Yeah, you know. And one of these people came in and has been coming in every single day when we open until we close. And it's kind of, you know, nice. Extremely nice. So nice. Could not be nicer. To the point that you think, something's up with this. Something's up. There's a lot of different little elements to this story that add up to the weirdness. My coworkers just found some lost news articles about a gentleman with the same name who did potentially something quite heinous a while ago, and all of the dots connect, and so all of my coworkers are like, what is going on here? And so that's just kind of where we're at our job, is we're like watching each other's backs because we are worried about the folks that want to be a part of the business. I feel like folks that are listening are like, just play, what are you doing? Just play music. Okay, fine. I will play more music. Natalia, is it Natalia? Natalia? I assume. Natalia Lafourcade. Mexican. I think she would love me if she got to know me. You know, I feel like it can't be if I meet her at a concert. It would just have to be, you know, I'm chilling at a nice cafe in Cambridge, right? And she just kind of walks by and she's like, ooh, nice croissant. I'm like, ooh, yeah, thanks. Want a little bit? And then she sits down. We eat a croissant together. We talk about life. And as soon as you know it, me and Natalia, couple for life. Ugh. So anyway, if you're listening, Natalia, Natalia, however you'd like to pronounce it, just hit me up. Just hit me up. Not only do you make good music, I'll keep it at that. Natalia Lafourcade, De todas las flores.
De todas las flores que sembramos, solo quedan unas encendidas. Cada mañana se preguntan, ¿cuándo llegarás para cantarles? De todas las lunas que miramos, solo quedan algunas memorias. Cuando nos reímos, cuando nos tuvimos, en las calles de Madrid borrachos fuimos sin un rumbo fijo. Cuando nos bailamos, cuando nos perdimos, en esa canción que nuestro antiguo mundo juntos comprendimos. En ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde compartimos. Todas las flores que sembramos, solo quedan unas encendidas. Cada mañana se pregunta, ¿cuándo llegarás para cantarles? Las lunas menguantes que nos observaron sobre mares lloran lágrimas sagradas, como tu caricia, dulce como amarga, deliciosas las mañanas, laberintos en las madrugadas, como tus caricias, suave como espina, se me va clavando sobre el pecho toda esta melancolía. Este jardín de rosas bugambilias sin tu compañía. Ah,
nosotros fuimos sin un rumbo fijo. Cuando nos bailamos, cuando nos perdimos en esa canción que nuestro antiguo mundo juntos comprendimos, en ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde compartimos, en ese jardín de rosas bugambilias donde nos perdimos. Thank you.
Shout out Steve Reich, Pat Metheny, Electric Counterpoint 3. Yeah, okay. So the movement is called Electric Counterpoint, and that was the third movement. Fast. Oh. It's good to be back in radio. What's nice about doing something that you're devoted to for an hour once a week is it's contemplative, it's meditative, there's a satisfaction in it. Man, I went to this meeting this afternoon at Tufts for an advisory council to this writing center, which seems to inhabit a lot of things that's conflating, at least in the minds of the folks that are talking about it in these meetings, a lot of personal wellness, this quote-unquote accessibility, whatever that means, individualism versus communalism. And so what this has become is just small groups where there's maybe eight or so students and a facilitator or two, and two students just dominate the entire conversation. And so at the end of this hour, one of my friend, like my friend, actually, my one friend in this advisory said, like popped off, you know, this hour has been a waste of time. I think it's, we talk about accommodation, but you haven't accommodated anybody in this circle. I probably won't be coming back. And she started to storm out, and I was like, you know what? I've never stormed out of a meeting before. So I stormed out of the meeting. So that's satisfying in itself, you know, but I don't. What's nice about radio, I get the satisfaction without having to cross off my bucket list that I storm out of a meeting. Good. Shout out Asa as well. Now you're listening. We talked about radio on Saturday. We talked about, just the ability, the autonomy to play whatever you want, right? And people listen. You people are just listening to me talk. I mean, maybe you're now thinking, wait a minute, why am I? And you're leaving, and that's totally fine. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. But the reason why I only have five songs queued up for this hour is I've got, and I'm gonna start playing it probably around 5:31. I gotta kill some time until I should have had another song. I don't know why I talk this much. I should have had another song. That's what radio's for. Anyway, Julius Eastman. Really don't know too much about him. Queer black composer. Minimalist, post-minimalist, whatever it is. I don't really know too much. I just love this stuff, but I don't know too much about it. Pianist. And through the few compositions that I've heard, and shout out to this group called Wild Up for bringing back awareness where there really wasn't any, apparently, at the time. So bringing awareness, bringing a life back into these compositions. The one I'll be playing is called Gay Gorilla. Always a little provocatively titled, these Julius Eastman pieces. What was I going to say? Yeah, it's half hour. It's a half hour long piano piece. It's dope, trust me, it is dope. It's just, oh man, you know. I have this thought, and being in graduate school for education, I'm thinking about thinking, and because of that, I am overthinking my underthinking while just simply thinking at the same time. So there's a lot of THINKs going on, and like for this radio, the first three artists were Meredith Monk, Buffy St. Marie, Natalia Lafourcade. My thought was, because I was reading this paper recently about interpretation, and the MFA recently, MFA Boston with that ugly logo, they had a exhibition called, what was it? It was like Woman Take the Gallery, or Woman Take the Stage, or something like that. And the essay was, you know, nice and undergraduate critical. Shout out you undergraduates with your insightful dialogues always. Man, that was so mean. Oh my gosh, I love my undergraduates. I would never, well, I have said something mean about them. Anyway, they were saying that this exhibition, because it was labeled as, you know, women take it, that thus the interpretation of every piece within this gallery is necessarily imbued with that they are there simply because they are women. So there's no validity to the strength of the artwork itself. The, you know, purpose of it is just to have them there because of what they were born as versus what they, you know, value through exploration of their self-identity. It's good stuff, you know? It's good stuff, but that is why, you know, this overthinking, thinking, overthinking, underthinking, thinking, thinking, thinking was why I wasn't like, oh, you know, this is the woman's show. Because also I'm playing two guys, you know? Three guys, if you count Pat Metheny, on top of Steve Rake. But, you know, so there's certain dangers, right? There's dangers to being so autonomous I can play whatever I want. There's dangers of labeling things, and then the meanings come from those labels. But speaking of danger, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in a basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This chair, I don't know... Like, it's a quick fix. It's a quick fix. All that they have to do is just get a little WD-40 and just fix this up. But I feel like it's one of those, you know, this is the culture, man. We have the squeaky chair, man. You know, it's part of our vibe, man. Ugh, God, this is why nostalgia is awful. Yeah, it's time. It's time. It's time for Gay Gorilla, Julius Eastman. Let's get it. Thank you.
Thank you. The God, let's get it on.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and the dollar bill, stems and crack capsules.